Track 4, Iceberg of the Self.
Here's where it gets really interesting with logical levels, Iceberg of the Self. You'll notice that Iceberg of the Self is the inverse of the logical levels chart. That where environment is at the bottom in the logical levels of thinking chart, it's actually at the top in the Iceberg of the Self, which came from a conversation with an executive one day who called me after we'd been doing this work, and she said, I'm really trying to live a spiritual life and like to stay at the top of logical levels. And that's not what I was talking about at all. This is not like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This is not about you cannot have the next level until you've satisfied the one below it. It's more like a roadmap through the terrain of people's thoughts and internal states. Iceberg of the Self, if you'll notice, environment and behavior are at the top, spirituality, identity, etc. are at the bottom. Like an iceberg, environment and behavior are visible to other people. I can look at any of you and I can sit over here in my chair and I can calibrate. Remember, we talked about calibration this morning. I can calibrate with my physical eyes and my physical ears you at the environment and behavior levels. I can look at you and I can know where you are. I can know when you're there and I can know what you're doing. So I can tell stories about that. It's one of the reasons why we get so stuck in our stories at the environment behavior level, because it has an evidential trail through external sensing. Everything else, capability down to spirituality, is below the waterline, meaning I cannot look at you with my external senses and calibrate for everything below the waterline. I actually have to have a conversation with you. Anything else is me making it up. You and I are doing this all the time in interacting icebergs. Everything above the waterline is available to external sensing. Everything below the waterline is internal sensing only. I sit in my iceberg. You sit over there in yours. I sit here and I calibrate you at the where, when, and what level. I then drop into my iceberg down to beliefs, values, and attitudes. I interpret what I am observing about you at the where, when, and what levels. I am assessing what I am interpreting against my structures of beliefs, and then I make up a whole bunch of stuff about you. I then come back out above the waterline and I engage with you, not in a way that is representative of who you are, but it's representative of who I think you are. You and I are doing this to each other all the time. If I'm sitting here and I'm talking and you get up and you leave the room, I'm sitting here, I watch you go. External sensing, I see you get up, I see you walk out of the room. That's all I got. Without skipping a beat, because this is how we multitask, I can continue to do what I'm doing. So you could be a facilitator, you could be in a meeting, it could be somebody in your family. You can continue the conversation, but in the back of your mind, there's this little voice that's going, look at that. Here I am talking and she just gets up and leaves the room. Doesn't she know that's rude? Doesn't she know that you just don't do that? You know, that it's unprofessional, that it's blah, blah, yada, yada. She walks back into the room. I haven't missed a beat, but now something inside me has changed relative to my experience with her. And how well do you think I'm going to react to her if she now asks me something I just covered? If it matters to me, if it's important to me, at the end of the day, because if it fires off something in me, it's a cue that there is something meaningful for me to discover about myself. I might go over to her and I might say, earlier today when I was speaking, I noticed that when I was talking about X, you got up and you left the room. That's all I have. Sensory grounded, behaviorally specific information. So when you're calibrating, sensory grounded, behaviorally specific is all that you can actually use with external sensing relative to logical levels. And the person might say to me, oh, yeah, I remember that. I had to go and call the babysitter. It had nothing to do with anything that I potentially could have made up. Or the person might say to me, well, actually, you know, when you were talking about that, that is such an assault on my belief system, I had to leave the room. Then I can say to her, oh, okay, is it of any value to you for us to have a conversation about that? And she can say yes or she can say no. She says yes, we go this way. She says no, we go that way. Because I have taken care of what is meaningful for me. So it's not up to me to transform her, rescue her, or punish her. It's up to me to take responsibility for myself. So when you're thinking about logical levels of thinking, and this is a very cursory journey through logical levels of thinking, think icebergs of the self and icebergs interacting. You and I are running up and down logical levels of thinking constantly, all of the time that we're awake. All interactions with other human beings will fall onto that scale of logical levels somewhere. All interactions between human beings will be represented through these two icebergs. You have to ask yourself, where are you? You know, where is your thinking when you're engaging with people?